Now here we are on Easter Day, and I wonder who is looking forward to a special Easter lunch, a special dinner. People having Easter lunch with other people. Who's coming? Got family members? You got somebody coming to your house? Yeah. Who's coming?
My best friend.
Your best friend? Oh right, that's nice. Good. Okay. Anybody else got guests coming? Family perhaps, or others from the area? Well, of course we do like to eat, and. I could do with somebody just coming to help me to find something that's in this bag, actually. Anybody like to come and help me to see what's in this bag? Do you want to come out and help me? Yeah? Thank you. You want to come out? Yeah, thank you. Okay, that's good. If you come as well, that's fine. There's a few things in here to have a look at. Right, okay. You know what that is? No. Let's see. Now then, you have to be very careful with this. Oh dear. Just hold it on that bit there. That's good. And if you could hold that bit on the nice round bit as well. And do you know what that is? What is it? Big Brother will help you. That's good. Okay. And... there's another piece there. Look, now then, just do you want to hold those things up so that we can all see them? It's a little bit odd, isn't it, to have something like that on an Easter morning. But the thing is, you see, that, of course, you know what this is? What is it? And what's happened to it? It's been smashed, hasn't it? It's broken. Just be very careful because it is just a little bit on the sharp side. That's good. Now, you're trying to patch it up together, and that's the kind of thing that we try and do, isn't it? And maybe we might use a bit of tape or a bit of glue to do that. But it'd be pretty difficult, wouldn't it, to get that plate back together. They're trying to fix it, aren't they? But unfortunately, without the glue, it would just break again, wouldn't it, you see? That's right, okay. Now, there's just about enough left to be able to... you could just about have your dinner off that, couldn't you? You know, it's just about possible because there's still enough of it there. Thank you. But really, it would be nice to try and mend it, wouldn't you? Try and mend it. Do you want to give that glue back? And thank you. I'll give my helpers a round of applause. Thank you for your help. You can go and sit down now. Thank you very much. Now, you know, there's quite a serious thought behind that. And that is that this world that we live in is a bit like that dinner plate a lot of the time. It's broken. It still works to some extent. So we can still, all of us, get a lot of enjoyment from living. But we all know, too, that it's not what it should be. Our lives and the news remind us that there's unfairness in this world. There's illness and poverty. There's terrorism. There's death. Now, part of the message of Easter Day is that that is not how it will always be. We read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, that the two Marys, when the religious Sabbath restrictions were over, went to visit Jesus' grave. Now, they knew that he was dead, and they went to visit the grave. They knew that it was all over. You see, they'd had this idea that somehow Jesus was the Christ, the one who was going to restore God's people and bring in the kingdom of heaven. But the religious and the political powers had put pay to that. The two Marys had watched Jesus be crucified. They'd stuck with him faithfully, but now it was over. Their dream had died with Jesus. Little did they know what they were going to find out when they went to that tomb. And little did they know that everything was going to change. Now, Matthew, in his gospel account, fills in some of the details that Luke and Mark and John don't tell us. So he says, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and rolled it back and sat on the stone." You see, God did something very, very unusual in order to point to the greatest miracle of all that they were soon to find out. God arranged for the earth to be shaken, as it had done when Jesus was crucified. And God arranged for an angel to move the heavy stone that had sealed Jesus' tomb. Now the angel had a message for those two Marys. Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. I think we should say that together, don't you? He is not here, for he has risen. He is not here, for he has risen. Jesus has risen. But the angel, recognizing that human minds like evidence for their beliefs, offers them some. The angel says, come and see the place where Jesus lay. You see, Jesus' tomb was empty. There was no corpse, as might have been expected. His body had gone. But there was more to reassure them. Not only was his tomb empty, but the angel said that they were going to meet the risen Jesus and see him with their own eyes. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. So Mary Magdalene and the other Mary ran to tell the others. And Matthew tells us that their emotions were understandably all over the place. They had fear and great joy at one and the same time. And then they saw him. Behold, Jesus met them and said, greetings. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Jesus, who at his birth was described as Emmanuel, which means God is with us, had had all the darkness of human opposition and sin thrown at him. All the power of human hostility railed against him. He'd been executed, and yet he had come through. Jesus had beaten death. He was indeed uniquely worthy of human beings coming to him in humility, taking hold of his feet and giving him praise, worshipping him. Well, then Jesus spoke and he addressed their fears. He said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee and there they will see me. Jesus had risen. The tomb was empty and he appeared to people to prove it. And as a result, they were transformed. Those early broken believers were changed into powerful proclaimers of the risen Jesus. Now, those early Christians began to understand how vitally important this was. They came to see that Jesus had risen and that that proved that his death on the cross a few days before had been God's plan, and that they could be forgiven and restored to God as a result. Now, I need someone else to come and give me a hand at this point. Somebody needs to come and find something for me. Okay. We got somebody over there? You can give me a hand now. Now, where normally when we meet together as a church family like this, where normally do we have the message of the Bible explained from? Which part of the building? Somebody goes up some steps and they start to do a talk. Where do they do it from? Do you know? It's not far away. It's not far away. It's just there. So go and have a look and see if you can find something interesting. Ah, yes, very good. Come bring it down here. Open it up and you can have what's inside. There's a piece of paper with some words on it and also there's two mini eggs. So you can have the mini eggs. You'll take the mini eggs out, put them in your pocket and have them later. And it says on this piece of paper, you see, that it's what the Apostle Paul said. He said, if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. And so therefore, that proves that if you've come to him and asked him, he will forgive you. That's great. Thank you very much. Now, those early Christians also realized the fact that because Jesus had been raised from the dead, that meant that death itself had been beaten. Now, I need somebody else to come and help me now. Who's not had a go yet? Anybody not had a go yet? I'll help those who haven't. Yeah, you come and help me then. Now, where else in the church building is, we've seen where often people could give talks based on the Bible. There's somewhere else in this place where people often stand and read from the Bible. And it's already happened this morning. So can you see if you can find something? Yes, you're getting warm. You'll have to have a good look round. Yeah, keep going round. Keep going round. See if you can see anything. Look up a bit. Back a bit. Keep looking round. Back that way. It's a bit, you've got to look up a bit as well. Ah, well done. Now then, what's in there? Open it up. You open it up? Good. There's a piece of paper, and you can have those mini eggs as well. Or give them to somebody else if you don't want them. Thank you. And there's a piece of paper in here, and I'll read out what that says. It says, words of Jesus, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Now, you know, when Jesus was raised in his resurrection, it was not just that his dead body was given some kind of energy again. In other words, it wasn't just a resuscitated corpse. Rather, Jesus' body was changed. You see, his resurrection body was like his old one. It was real. It was physical. It was made of stuff that you could touch. It was real. But also, it was transformed so that it was perfectly fitted for life in the kingdom of heaven. And you know what the Bible says is that actually, that's just the start of what God is going to do. Jesus' resurrection body is God's sign that one day the whole earth will be changed and transformed and perfected. Jesus' resurrection is the pledge and the pattern of what is going to happen for the whole world. Now, in that Old Testament reading that Ruth read for us, we heard God's message through the prophet Isaiah. God was giving a message in poetic language to bring a message of encouragement to people centuries ago who were well aware that they lived in a broken world. Now, those words actually are fulfilled and explained in the New Testament. And they show us that there's a day coming when the risen Jesus will come back to the earth and will complete the transformation that his resurrection has started. This broken world will be remade. So we read Isaiah 65, "Behold, says the Lord God, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. Be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create." But what will that new world look like? Well, Jesus' resurrection proves that there will be a new world with no more injustice. I need another helper to find something else. Okay, you come and help me. Now, it's kind of over in this area around the Easter Garden. So come and have a look. We're looking for something similar. Come and have a look. Come inside. I think you might need to just go a bit further in. There's that door there. Open that door. Just open that door. Go and have a look. Can you see anything on the grass? Can you see? Just look here. Ah, come and bring it out then. Ooh, you can help me in a minute. You come out. Thank you. Thank you very much. Come out to the front then. You see, God's new world will have no injustice in it. You open it up. And take the eggs. There you go. If you open your hand, then I'll pour them in. There we are. Well done. That's good. Okay. You'll have to share them. Right. So what it says here is, They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another live there. They shall not plant and another eat. There'll be no more injustice. Well, the other thing is, Jesus' resurrection proves that there'll be a new world with no more terrors or disasters. Who else would like to help me? Anybody over here, you come and help me? Now we're looking sort of over in this direction this time. See what we can find over here. Come and have a look. Sort of round here. Can you see anything? Ah! Got an eye for these things. Do you want to open it up and see? So there's two eggs. And there's a message. It says, in this new world that God's going to make, there'll be no, the people shall not work for no purpose. They'll not have children for calamity or sudden terror, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord. So you see, there'll be no more terrors, no more accidents, no more horrible things happening. Also, Jesus' resurrection proves that there'll be a new world with no more death in it. Who else hasn't had a go yet? We need somebody around this area. Anybody around here? Yeah, you come and help me then. Thank you. You can squeeze through. Now we're looking around the organ here. Can you see anything? Down in that, down there, underneath that bag. Somebody's here. Ah, got it. Cool. Okay. Now then, what's in there then? Too many eggs. That's good news. Thank you very much. And also a message from Isaiah 65. Yeah, thank you. No more shall be heard in this place the sound of crying or weeping and distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives just but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. There'll be no more death in this new world. And finally, there's something else. There'll be complete harmony. Who can help me with the last thing then? You're going to come and help me, or you're going to come and help me? No? We've got one over there. Yes, thank you. You come and help me. It's kind of over near the door, this one. Now you see, just warming up for the Easter egg hunt after the service, but just over by the door, and in that bookcase somewhere, quite near. See if you can see anything. Ah, good. Open it up then. You pocket those eggs. Thank you. Give me that one back. And then we've got some words on a message here. Thank you. You can go and sit down. This poetic language to describe the fact that in the new world that God is bringing, proved by Jesus' resurrection, the wolf and the lamb will graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. And dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or damage in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. You see, there'll be no injustice, there'll be no more terror, there'll be no more death, there will instead be harmony. Now in this broken world in which we currently live, who this morning needs to be encouraged by that wonderful future that we can look forward to, that's been secured by Jesus' resurrection? You see, that new world is coming. Jesus' resurrection proves it. And if we want to be part of it, rather than experience the judgment that our sins deserve when Jesus returns, well, then we need to be connected to Jesus, who died for the forgiveness of our sins. We need to be connected to Jesus, who was raised and who will bring this new world when he comes. And that means that in Jesus' own words, we need to believe in him, the resurrection and the life. We need to be like those two Marys that first Easter day and humbly come to Jesus, admitting our need and crying out to him in praise and worship. Well, I wonder this morning who needs to be reminded of that. Indeed, who maybe needs to do that for the very first time. Well, what better day than Easter Day to come to the rescuing and risen Jesus? Well, we all know, don't we, that we live in a broken world. But Jesus has come back from the dead. And he's come back with a renewed, transformed body that points us to the reality that one day the whole world will be renewed and transformed. Remember, we started with that plate, and my helpers tried to sort of start putting it together, and they kind of, perhaps with a bit of glue, might have sort of botched it up and done their best. But you know, the thing about what Jesus' resurrection shows to us about this world is that whilst it's a broken world now, and it's going to be remade, it's not just going to be like the old one put back together again. Not just like an ordinary dinner plate that is kind of, you know, does the job, but it's not really that special. Instead, actually, what Jesus is going to bring is going to be something that is perfect and wonderful and special. If you like, the best china plate. So it's like the old one, but it's much, much better, more special, more perfect. That's a small pointer to what is going to come in this new world. So Jesus' resurrection proves that there will be a new world. There'll be no more injustice or terror or death. It'll be a world of perfect harmony. And we can know it ourselves if we believe in Jesus. Let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new world that is coming. Thank you that Jesus' resurrection is your evidence to the world that it is coming. We pray that you would open our hearts to appreciate the extent of your love. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.